parents, the honest who had been preventing, who had been prevented from hearing the truth, now eagerly laid hold upon it. All fear of their relatives was gone, and the truth alone was exalted to them. They had been hungering and thirsting for truth. It was dearer and more precious than life. I asked what had made this great change, and an angel answered, "It's the latter rain, the refreshing from the presence of the Lord, the loud cry of the third angels." All these things are tied together. There, at that time period, when the church is purified, the sins are blotted out, we receive the latter rain, the message that we're proclaiming will have an effect on those that are willing to be affected by it. It's going to have an effect. And in the next quote, you'll see why it will have an effect. And you'll see, if you see it as I do, that it could have an effect today. But there's a reason why it doesn't have an effect today. And it's in this next quote. This is from Bible Training School, December 1st, 1903. The work of the Holy Spirit is to convince the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment. The world can only be warned by seeing those who believe the truth sanctified through the truth. Let me read that again. The world can only be warned by seeing those who believe the truth sanctified through the truth, acting upon high and holy principles, showing in a high, elevated sense the line of demarcation between those who keep the commandments of God and those who trample them under their feet. The sanctification of the Spirit signalizes the difference between those who have the seal of God and those the spurious rest day. When the test comes, it will be clearly shown what the mark of the beast is. It is the keeping of Sunday. Those who, after having heard the truth, continue to regard this day as holy, bear the signature of the man of sin who thought to change times and law. Now she's talking about the Sunday law issue here. And she says that the only way that those people that hadn't previously understood that issue are going to understand it is when they see people that aren't simply proclaiming the truth. They have to be experiencing the truth. We talked a little bit about that in Sabbath school today. It's worse than a dead message to give a truth-filled message if it's not in agreement with your life. Christ said that he was the truth. He says, "The words I speak unto you are truth, and what they said about him is never a man spoke like this before." And the reason that they said that is because the words that he said were truth, definitely. But they agreed 100% with his lifestyle. He was the truth. And brothers and sisters, at the purification of the church, the faithful will be those that have entered into this sanctified experience. They're going to